G-29, Fiori Frontieri Global Headquarters, Colorado Springs, Colorado. So we found a transcript at the South Pole? Alessandro asked, winking victoriously at Timo as he spoke. Who would have thought it? Timo held a hand out for Alessandro to high-five, an offer that was quickly accepted. Can we zoom in or make it larger? Leisha asked. There is definitely a transcript, you were right, but I can't initiate the reading. That looks like the best image we have, and like it's already at maximum size, Timo said, more than a little ruefully. In stark and sudden contrast, a smile spread across Alessandro's face. Say, do you have an extra jacket around here? He asked Timo. Huh? Why? I hear Antarctica is pretty chilly at this time of year, the young astronomer replied. Although he didn't necessarily get the humor like Timo did, Leisha could read the thoughts behind Alessandro's words and knew exactly what he was getting at. Let's go, the alien said, punctuating the words with his trademark slow nod. He had been standing upright the whole time, as was his usual firm preference, and Alessandro quickly jumped up to join him. Alessandro held out a hand, hoping Leisha would imitate the high-five gesture Timo had performed a minute or so earlier. Much to his joy, Leisha did slowly move his hand forward until it connected with his own. There was no slapping sound or satisfyingly firm contact, as would normally be the case with a celebratory high-five, but this was nevertheless, and without question, the single most satisfying moment of Alessandro Bonucci's life. Are you coming? He asked Timo, who was the only one still sitting. No, Alessandro, Timo replied sarcastically with a theatrical roll of his eyes as he rose to his feet. We just found a message from the architects, and I don't want to see what it says. The two men laughed heartily and hugged in belated celebration. Friends, Leisha interjected in a cautionary tone. Perhaps we should see what it says before we get carried away.